almost daily, I meet people who claim asylum. And there are, a vast majority of them are genuine. I have no doubt about that. However, there is a reasonable percentage that are economic migrants. And the difficulty is that if I took everyone in face value as I met them, I would grant asylum to everybody. But you understand that you have to investigate, because if all of our resources were tied up in giving everyone asylum that approached us, the genuine asylum seekers would actually suffer because of that. You have to be able to turn around and say, yes, you are a victim, and actually, no, you're not. You're here for economic purposes.
So in the way that Beniam, who's still with us, described feeling like he was in amongst criminals, and we've heard Theo Usherwood was telling me a few moments ago that one Home Office minister called detention centres a necessary evil. Would you agree with that?
Unfortunately, yeah. Because if we didn't have them, and I know that we would release people temporarily into the community, and the non-genuine asylum seekers would very quickly disappear, and we wouldn't hear them again, and then it becomes another political football, because suddenly it's like, well, you've let them in, you've lost them, now you've got to find them. How much is that costing us?
And yet you've got people like Beniam waiting for 10 months for a reply from the Home Office. He's trying to engage with the system and it intermittently just doesn't get back to him for months on end.
I'd love to be able to comment on that, but unfortunately I can't.
You don't need to comment on it. But there you have a man trying to engage with the system and do the right thing. And you know, it sounds like at the beginning it did work. You know, he was rejected, then appealed, and eventually it was accepted. But now when he's looking for citizenship, it's slowed down. I mean, who knows? It might be workload. I don't know. But stay with us, Richard, if you would. And Beniam, what was your reason for leaving Eritrea?
There's a political reason, actually. I was a student in Eritrea. And then among my school, I was detained, and then I couldn't continue my school. And then so I don't want to be in the detention. And some people, they escaped from that. No one would like to leave their homeland or to, away from his family, to be honest, you know. Mm. There's no economy. There could be some people, economic migrant, but if it came in my case, it's not my economic.
Okay.
Situation in Eritrea, the situation, what we have, what even Ethiopia is safe, yeah? But it's the freedom we have in here as a human being, and then the freedom we have in Ethiopia is different. For example, I can tell you, in Ethiopia, they must be in the camp. So you are not even able to travel around the country.
Okay. Beniam, thank you. And Richard, just a final thought from you, really, because of the experience that you have on a daily basis at work. Do you... I mean, this report is saying, you know, we need to do things differently. If we accept that detention centres need to exist, does it worry you that inside them there are pregnant women, there are people who've been raped, there are people who've been trafficked? Is that can't be the right place, can it?
No, it absolutely does worry me, because I work very, very hard on trafficking and child protection. You know, it's one of the things that I personally, and a lot of my colleagues, we really are heavy on the trafficking. But it's just coming up with that sort of middle ground that actually satisfies the law and the public and the actual asylum seeker themselves. And I've got to say, that's a place I don't know exists at the moment. I'm not sure it ever will.